The first American-covered superstadium opened in April 1965. Later that year, Reverend Billy Graham held an evangelical meeting under its steel lamella truss roof and called the Astrodome the eighth wonder of the world, an epithet Houstonians continue to embrace with pride, even if many subsequent stadiums have surpassed theirs in size and efficiency. Estimates of its final cost range from $45 to $48 million in 1965 dollars. The Astrodome covers a 150,000-square-foot playing field with a domed roof 642 feet in diameter. Setting a precedent that continues to this day, most of the funds for the construction were public, in this case local bond issues, while a private individual profited most from its successful completion. The Astrodome was masterminded by a colorful Houstonian, Judge Roy Hofheinz, who in the early 1960s paid $5 million for 495 acres of swampland 6 miles south of downtown Houston, spent $1.2 million to drain it, and then sold 188 acres to Harris County for $5 million, retaining the remaining 315 acres to develop into the privately owned complex that today contains a hotel, a convention hall complex, and the Astro World Amusement Park. Using his political influence, he had been a county judge, mayor of Houston, state legislator, and Lyndon B. Johnson's campaign manager. Hofheinz induced the Texas Highway Department to accelerate plans to build Loop 610, which today borders the site. Meanwhile, he brought a controlling partition of shares in the Houston Colt 45s, an undistinguished baseball team which had been franchised in 1962. He changed the team's name to the Houston Astros to honor the recent arrival of NASA's huge manned spacecraft center, which would put a man on the moon in 1969. Hofheinz claims to have been inspired by the velarium unfurled by Roman slaves in inclement weather to shield visitors to the Colosseum, claiming, "If those Romans can put a lid on their stadium, so can we." A more proximate source of inspiration was Pier Luigi Nervi's concrete lamella trussed multi-purpose Palazzetto dello Sporto in Rome, which Hofheinz had seen in a recent issue of Sporting News. A covered stadium, he claimed, would put Houston on the map. Quote, "Nobody can see the Astrodome and go back to Kalamazoo, Chicago, New York, you name it, and still think this town is Bush League, that this town is Indian territory,"